At about 3 million acres, the GMUG is the largest U.S. Forest Service area in the state, with the supervisor's office in Delta and district offices in Gunnison, Montrose, Norwood, Grand Junction, and Paonia. Over the last decade, as spruce bark beetles have advanced, the landscape south and east of Gunnison has been hit hard. The infestation has grown from a few thousand acres to some 500,000 acres. And now, Grand Mesa National Forest is under attack from the spruce beetle. Forest Supervisor Scott Armentrout.
We have a pathology group, a forest pathology group that's based out of Gunnison. And after they have reviewed the different beetle movements over the last few years and infestations that have gone on, they refer to it as a tsunami of bark beetles that's been approaching through those from the southwest, basically. And so it is literally millions of individual bark beetles that travel. And after they emerge from a tree, they fly. And so they don't fly a long ways in some cases individually, but the wind will push them, and they all go at kind of in a general period of the same time. And so they'll infest the trees in front of them.
The tunnels created by the beetle restrict the movement of nutrients and water throughout the tree. Without these nutrients, the tree eventually will die.
It's a natural event that's occurring. It's just on a scale that we're not used to, or we haven't been used to until the last couple of decades with the mountain pine beetle in lodgepole pine stands, and now we've got the spruce beetle kind of doing it at these higher elevations. And so those spruce stands have gotten to an age where they are ecologically susceptible to that type of thing.
Commissioners were most concerned about harvesting down timber in order to bolster the economy in Delta County. Commissioner Doug Atchley.
I'll just point out that up on the Uncompahgre Forest, when you go up federal grade, when you get on top of that, that spruce was so thick you can walk through it hardly. And you guys did a project up there, and it looks wonderful. That looks really, really good. The forest looks tremendous, in my opinion. And so I just encourage us to keep doing more of that, utilizing the resource we have in the forest, which in turn helps the local economy and yet preserves it for the future instead of watching it go up in smoke.
Armentrout said the Forest Service has to focus on what is possible, given its logistical and financial resources.
We want to see that material utilized, too, as much as possible wherever we find it, whether it be a blowdown, whether it be a combination of just dead trees, blowdowns. But we also know that practically we can only do so many acres in a given year just with the infrastructure that exists can only do so much. The funding can only do so much, and we would love to increase the scope and scale, as our chief's prerogative is. When we start talking actual acres, it's just never enough. I mean, it's, you know, my acre total this year for timber program is like 2,000 acres.
The GMUG National Forest is working on the spruce beetle epidemic as well as the decline of aspen stands. A team of specialists and stakeholders are working on the environmental impact statement for the project. For KVNF, I'm Marty Derlin.